up on episode 131 of Triton Cast, a new season of UC San Diego Athletics is upon us, and it's time to look ahead to the season on the pitch. We'll be joined by women's soccer head coach Kristen Jones to preview the 2026 campaign. We'll get into building on the team's strong finish from last year, returning talent including last year's conference freshman of the year, how the Big West is shaping up, the sibling ties, and more. Kristen Jones is in the Triton Spotlight this week on Triton Cast. Welcome to episode 131 of Triton Cast, the podcast for UC San Diego Athletics. I'm Jeff Turiel. Whether you found us on UCSDTritons.com or on your favorite podcast platform, thank you for joining us this week. Before we get into this week's Triton Spotlight, let's go around campus. The first ever Triton basketball caravan kicks off tonight with head coaches Heidi Vanderveer and Clint Allard speaking to supporters in Rancho Peñasquitos. The roadshow moves to Carlsbad next week. While today's episode will focus on soccer, the women's volleyball and men's water polo seasons aren't far off. Season tickets are now on sale through the Triton box office. And we're less than a year out from UC San Diego joining the West Coast Conference across the board. But for one sport, that move is happening this year. The women's rowing program will compete in the WCC as an affiliate member this spring. Now it's on to our Triton Spotlight. Our conversation this week is with women's soccer head coach Kristen Jones. The 2004 UCSD grad joins us to look ahead to the 2026 season. Last year, the Tritons finished the season with results in 7 of their last 8 matches. How do they build on that, and what will be their final Big West season? The voice of UC San Diego soccer, Steve Quiss, chats with Jonesy. Enjoy.
All right, Jonesy, so let's start by talking about last year before we move forward. And you had a really good October to end the season. What did you learn about that team, and can you hopefully carry that over into this season?
Yeah. So from last season, I thought, you know, our team did get better as the year went on, and that's always going to be a goal, right? To just make sure we continue to develop as a group. I think, you know, last year, what we saw, and we talked a lot in the off season, is we saw that we became a team that really didn't want to lose. But we needed to find ways to figure out how to win. I think that, you know, I thought that the competitiveness was good. I thought that, you know, yeah, you saw just a team that really was going to do anything it could to make sure that the game wasn't a loss. But we need to, you know, figure out ways to turn those good performances into wins. And that was something we definitely worked on in the winter and spring and have carried through to preseason. So just kind of looking forward to applying some of that, but definitely finished on a good note. It gave us a lot of momentum going into the off season too. So it was a really productive off season for us, but hoping, like I said, to turn some of those ties into wins as we move forward.
So at the time we're taping this, you already have an exhibition against San Diego under your belt. I happened to be there. I saw it. You guys look pretty organized. You had a lot of possession early in that game. I know it didn't end the way you wanted to, but again, it's an exhibition with, you know, 3 30-minute halves. What were your thoughts and your takeaways from that exhibition?
Yeah, really happy. You know, we laid out some expectations going into that game. You know, one of them being kind of the application of some of the principles, our game principles. And like you said, organizationally, we wanted to be at a pretty high level. You know, it's a testament to the girls. They came in, especially the new players as well, wanting to learn, really applying some of the coaching points from training, being really, you know, involved in film sessions and things like that to learn as quickly as possible. So I thought the players did great with the application of some of the points we were trying to make. But I thought the scrimmage overall was exactly kind of it was better than what I thought it was going to be, to be honest. I think our starting rotation, you know, I think collectively, I think they got like 28 minutes or so, 27 minutes together. And I thought we looked good. I thought we looked dominant. I thought we were creating some pretty good opportunities. I thought we looked really good transitionally. We didn't give up a lot of opportunities for USD. So we looked defensively sound. We looked very organized offensively, like you said. You know, and I think that as the exhibition went on, you know, we got to see a lot of things from some some of our players, our new players, rotationally, like kind of figuring out not just the starting lineup, but, you know, what the rotations will look like. We got to put some different partnerships together through the three periods. And I just think there was a lot of bright spots from it. There was some things, some glaring things that we realized we need to continue to improve on, in this week as we lead into San Diego State, but also just in the few weeks coming up. But it was, I thought it was a very productive scrimmage or exhibition from the group as a whole.
Yeah, because 11 or 10 of the 11 starters in that game were holdovers from last year. They might not have all been starters last year, but that's pretty good to build around, I would assume, having 10 of 11 players that are back, especially in this day and age of college athletics.
Yeah, no, definitely. And being able to have that like synergy too from, you know, we had a very productive spring with that group. And so to be able to kind of roll over into the preseason and the partnerships are there. Culturally, the group is very united right now too. The consistency of the returning group coming back, plus the addition of some of the talent that we have coming in, and how quickly they've been able to integrate with the team has been very, very bright for us.
One thing I noticed is you guys had a lot of possession and all this, you know, last year you only had 14 goals. So where do you think the goals will come from this year? Where do you hope the goals will come from this year?
Yeah. You know, I think, again, I hate to keep pointing back to the off season, but it's something that we knew was a big point last year. We worked a lot on maybe taking some of the restrictions from our discipline kind of away from that final third, like kind of letting them have a little bit of freedom, feeling, you know, like they can be a little bit more creative in those moments. You know, we want to be as disciplined as possible and secure, in the right areas of the field, but also giving them a little bit of ownership, the closer we get to goal to leave an impact kind of on the moment or be creative in the game. So again, that's stuff we worked on. I think, you know, we have with Olivia, she coming back, you know, she's going to help us a lot in that forward role. I think that we've seen Ava since we've moved Ava Tybor wide. I think, you know, she's been really productive in those spaces. So I think, you know, there's a little bit of moving pieces positionally that we've had, but also, you know, we have good creative players that we brought in. We brought in a lot of offensive players. So I think the creativity just as a whole and the overall level of our offensive players has gone up. And also the returners were, you know, their development in the off season. So I expect the returners to be better and the coming kids to lift to raise the level overall.
Yeah, you talked about a little bit about, touched upon Olivia Shee there. That was probably the one individual out there that impressed me the most because she's got a kind of a booming leg there and can maybe score from distance and at least deliver some good balls in. If you could talk about her, I know she was coming off injury last year. She didn't have a chance to have her last year.
Yeah, so we missed her in the fall, but she was, healthy, completely 100% healthy for winter and spring. So she's actually playing slightly out of position for us. She is more of a center midfielder, or she was in her club and high school career. So, but her strengths really fit into the profile for the nine position that we need. She's really good at her hold up. She's a big kid. She's strong. She's fast, but she's not afraid of making contact. So, you know, her hold up play and her setting and bringing her teammates into the plays is something that's one of her strengths. Her passing ability is really good, but we worked a lot on kind of teaching her the role and letting her know when it's the time to turn and be a little bit greedy, have a bigger ego. I think she ended up scoring 5 goals for us in the spring, which is great. In a limited amount of games. So we expect her to be a big contributor this year. Anytime she's around the goal, she's a good eye for goal. She's got really good finishing ability with both feet and her head. So we just want to get her into those scoring ranges kind of on the field as often as we can.
And a little more on Ava. You said you kind of moved her outside a little more, but last year was, more productive than any freshman had ever been in at least the Division I era at UC San Diego with 6 goals.
Yeah, no, she had a great season, obviously. And I think, you know, what I like about Ava, with that being her first year, she was just, she pushed herself. She wanted to do really well, and not in a selfish way at all. She wanted to contribute as much as she could for the team. You know, she was a little bit limited with her knee brace on and still coming back from her knee surgeries. So, you know, the off season was really good for her physically. And she's got her speed back. She's got her zip back. She came in very fit. She took her off season training very seriously. And so, yeah, it's just changed her game a little bit, where she, if she can receive the ball going forward, while we thought it was good to move her out wide, is if she can receive the ball going forward, that's when she's going to be the most productive, because she does have her pace back. So, you know, she's good. She can cut in, get shots off. She can beat people around the outside, get good crosses off. So, I do think that her out there in isolated situations is going to bring out a really good version of her this year.
Your captains are Alexis Wynn, Layla Rad. What do you expect leadership wise out of those two?
Yeah, you know, Layla, it was great for Layla last year in a twisted way, but with her being out with injury and being a captain, you know, she was able to kind of take a coach's role a little bit, you know, on the bench. We traveled her everywhere, and she just has a lot of presence, and she's a voice that when she speaks, people listen. Very influential in the group, very aligned kind of with the staff and kind of our expectations on standards and things like that. But she, her just being back, period, on the field, her level of play is really, really helps our team. And, you know, from a leadership standpoint, everybody does respect her. She's one of our more consistent players too. So, you know, she doesn't just, you know, talk the talk. She walks the walk every day, which, you know, I think is a big part of leadership. And then Lex has moved into a leadership role, in the off season. But again, she's somebody that just holds herself to such a high standard, in kind of all aspects of her life, you know, academically, physically, and on the field. She's constantly looking to improve. But they both, you know, I want them to be their authentic selves, authentic leaders. They both lead in different ways. And I think that's why, like, collectively, they're gonna leave good, you know, impressions on the rest of the group. But, you know, I don't want them to add any more pressure to them. They're leaders for a reason, and just keep doing what they're doing. And yeah, they both are great captains for us.
And in goal, Charlotte Wilford will have another second full season here. She was really good last year. You look at her goals against average was less than one. So that, you know, you do that day in and day out, that's going to keep you in every single one of the matches you play.
Yeah, Charlotte, again, great season, but did improve a lot in the off season as well. So looking forward to seeing her reap the benefits of that, and the group reap the benefits of that. She, what I think has been great about Charlotte in the off season and then so far in this preseason, is she's another leader for us. Like, her voice, her organization, you know, she stays very engaged in the game. She's talking constantly, so she's engaged. So I think when the game calls for her to make a big save, she's in it. She's locked in, because she's just been, you know, involved in the game. You know, most games we want to have the ball a lot, so there might be a long spell of time before she sees, you know, a moment that she needs to do, but she does such a good job of staying involved. And she's tremendous with her feet. And that's been another area that she improved a lot on with Trent this off season. But, you know, she's a very good option to always pass back to if we need a little security, and she's big and strong and can get us out of trouble with that foot as well, a lot of times. But she came back sharp. She's healthy, which is great. That's always a big focus. And she, yeah, is expected to have another great year.
Let's talk Big West real quick, and then we're going to get into the sister act to conclude this. But I know you're picked ninth. I believe I saw that. There's some movement, right? Hawaii leaves. They've always been a top of the table team. You've got some teams coming in. If you would, what do you expect in the Big West here this year?
I mean, it's a wild, wild west again, probably. But we, yeah, I think that Utah Valley and CalBAP really raised the level of the conference. Both play a good style of soccer. I mean, CalBAP was, you know, in the tournament the last 2 years. Utah Valley, at-large too, like not even just winning conference, but they sometimes get their at-large bid. So, you know, a lot of history in these programs of going on to achieve big things. And I just think, you know, you saw last year, you know, Northridge, Bakersfield, some of the teams that, you know, maybe don't get the credit all the time, both had great years. So I just think overall the conference is very consistent in terms of anybody can win kind of any game. I think that what I like about Utah Valley specifically coming in is they play like a really attractive brand of soccer, you know, which we tried to do as well. So, you know, I think that those are the games we tend to do a little bit better in when both teams are trying to play and possess and more of a tactical kind of battle. So, you know, looking forward to playing new opponents, you know, Sac State too, new staff. And I think like, you know, they'll be hard to deal with as well. So I think, you know, that if you saw in the predictions, I think it's kind of up in the air as to who's going to be where and, you know, hopefully that we're near the top in the end.
All right. The fun story to conclude. I really like this because you've always had sister acts in the past, but it's usually just been two. Now you're taking it to a new level with three and the Borg sisters, two of which were in that starting lineup against San Diego and likely will be. And then one coaching.
Can't get rid of them. The Borg family, you know, Sherry and Jeff as well. Like they're just great people to have in our program. And I think it's a good testament or it's a testament to what we're doing here, you know, that people want to be part of our program. You know, Kennedy committed while Cam was still playing. So I think that was a good sign that Cam was having a good experience and all of that in our program. And then, you know, when Katie knew she was going to take her grad year somewhere, you know, obviously we had conversations. She, her playing style really fits into how we want that position to play. You know, she got some good minutes at Pepperdine and that's such a good program that plays kind of stylistically the way we want to play. So we knew it would be a little bit seamless. I'm very pleasantly surprised by how seamless, to be honest. The team has just completely embraced Katie personality wise. She's fitting right in, you know, working hard. What I really enjoy about the Borgs, they don't want anything really handed to them. They want to, you know, earn every opportunity that they get. And I think that, you know, Katie's level of play is going to really help us. I think Kennedy, you know, came back. She had a little injury in the spring, but she came back, bounced back from that. Great. And Cam keeps me sane every day. She's my my therapy animal. We're trying to figure out what kind of animal she is, but very important to me. So yeah, the Borgs are great for us. And hopefully, you know, we can provide a good experience for the whole family this year.
Well, we appreciate the time. Best of luck in 2026.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Steve.
Appreciate it, Steve, and thanks, Jonesy. Excited to get going this week. The Tritons start their season at home tonight against rival San Diego State in La Jolla. Tickets can be purchased through the Triton box office, and if you can't make it out, follow the action live on ESPN+. Well, coming up next week on TritonCast, we'll preview the men's season. That gets underway on the 20th. Thank you for listening this week. Don't forget, you can find us on all of your favorite podcast platforms by searching TritonCast wherever you get your pods. And a reminder, you can listen to any of our 131 episodes anytime on demand. Just visit ucsdtritons.com/podcasts. Be sure you're subscribed on your favorite podcasting platform so you don't miss a moment. New episodes of TritonCast premiere on Wednesdays. For more on TritonCast, follow us on X at TritonCast. And if you have a suggestion for a future guest, you can send us a tweet or email us, TritonCast@ucsd.edu. We'll see you back here next week.
You've been listening to TritonCast. TritonCast is a production of UC San Diego Athletics Communications. Please subscribe, rate, and review this podcast on your platform of choice. If you have show questions or comments or suggestions for future guests, email us at TritonCast@ucsd.edu. You can also follow the show on Twitter @TritonCast.